National security experts say that they've found a new way to track and, they hope, stop the financing of organised crime and terrorism. A group of coders has created a tool to follow the money, including following amounts that are smaller than financial institutions currently monitor. The prototype was developed at a coding competition in Sydney this week, and it's now going to be considered at a high-level counter-terrorism session at this weekend's ASEAN Summit. Catherine Gregory has been at the ASEAN Codathon 4pm.
Think about which particular outliers you think would be useful in triggering a flag that you'd want to investigate further.
Techies, data and financial security experts have been burning the midnight oil, nutting out the best ways to disrupt global threats like the financing of organised crime and terrorism.
We discovered that there were some known pain points in investigating suspicious financial activity and acting on it, so that kind of guided our thinking towards the solution we came up with.
That's Simon Warden, the spokesperson for the winning team at the ASEAN Codathon in Sydney.
We really hope that this will be taken further, that someone within AUSTRAC will own this project.
Over 32 hours, software engineers developed Project Icebergs, a tool to help financial institutions identify patterns of suspicious transactions. John Moss is a competition judge and the national manager of intelligence for AUSTRAC, the government's financial intelligence agency.
So they identified information that's interesting but wouldn't trigger a requirement to be reported to government. So, for example, people who deposited funds under $10,000 in a pattern in a geographic area that could be reported as an indicator that deliberate actions were being taken to avoid reporting obligations.
That's important because deposits under $10,000 do not usually trigger a report to intelligence agencies.
They identified what information needed to be added together to create the pattern or suspicion that would trigger the report.
Dr. Maria Milosavljevic is another judge and the Chief Information Security Officer with the New South Wales Government. She explains the tool uses artificial intelligence to help tackle cybercrime.
One of the biggest challenges we've got is one of the things that they've actually focused on, which is the fact that information is in lots of different repositories. So when you bring that together, you can see behaviour across typical silos. Without actually doing that, the behaviour goes undetected.
And she points out the Codathon, which includes participants from the public and private sectors from the Southeast Asian region, is crucial in the fight against criminal and terrorism financing. The tool is still a prototype, but AUSTRAC's John Moss says work like this can help to stop the funding of terrorist groups overseas.
I think the biggest challenge we have at the moment is the changing situation in the Middle East. So all our profiling and detection has been geared up towards foreign fighters and also domestic threats from those inspired groups. Now as we see the movement of those foreign fighters back into the region, particularly into the southern Philippines, the profiling is different. So we have a whole range of learnings to absorb and build into automated detection systems.
John Moss from AUSTRAC, Catherine Gregory, our reporter.